Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 15 minutes from right now. We'll talk some Georgia football after they beat the Florida Gators on Saturday, looking ahead to Mississippi State at noon this Saturday, and get into a bunch of other college football-related topics with Brandon as well. The AMA at 140, any question, any topic, phone lines open to you all at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up, ask us anything you want, and we will answer it to the best of our abilities. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a minute.
Big story is these NFL trades going down right now, man.
Fast and furious.
Yeah, obviously we talked to Sauce Gardner going for two ones. The Colts get back A.D. Mitchell. I'm sorry, the Jets get back A.D. Mitchell in the trade for Sauce and the two ones. That's a lot to give up for Sauce. That's just my thought. Bro. He's a good player. He ain't great.
Will Sauce Gardner play on Sunday?
There's no doubt. It's Tuesday.
There you go.
He'll be on the plane, and they're going to tell him, you see number five? Go guard him.
Go guard that guy.
Yep, that's exactly what they're going to do.
He caught three touchdowns and dunked on Christian Gonzalez you see number five? In the fourth quarter last week.
Hey, the game plan is simple.
Good luck.
Number five, you got him.
Christian Gonzalez.
That's
a little better than Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I think Christian Gonzalez is better than Sauce.
Oh, I do too.
Okay.
I do too.
But then Shaheed, the big-time speedster from the Saints, is going to Seattle. Like, this is what you do when you're – going for it. This is
teams
what you do
going
when
for
you're
it.
First in the league.
Now yeah, we're I'm finding for, out who's going.
I'm waiting for Detroit to see if they can find some pass rusher or something like that. Kansas City, maybe a pass rusher. I had one more team.
You said Detroit, the Buffalo, maybe
the Buffalo. Thank you, Buffalo, Buffalo, and New England to look to make. And I know everybody, the one guy people are talking about, Trey Hendricks, and all those things. Bradley Chubb still down there in Miami. That could be an option for some teams. But yeah, it's got to be one more major move.
Simmons. Buffalo's looking for a receiver too.
Okay. I thought Shaheed would be perfect for them, but So
that would have been so confusing because I already get Shaheed and Shakur confused,
right?
And then if they were on the same team, that would have been so confusing.
Or it would have made it easier.
Or maybe it would have made it easier.
Yeah,
it was just one of those two really fast guys.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Simmons in Tennessee as well.
They're not letting him.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
But why not?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't believe in trading away good players. I don't.
Calvin Ridley. Buffalo.
But everybody is up for grabs in Tennessee except for the quarterback and Jeffrey Simmons. Mm-hmm. And so I can see Buffalo going after Cal.
Yeah.
Just give him seven.
It would make sense.
A seven around or something like that. But they need more than him because, you know. I mean, they got Josh Allen. Josh Allen makes people better. He's that type of quarterback.
The compensation for Shaheed is in. You guys want to take a guess?
Fifth rounder?
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth.
Okay. Hey, we got it. Fourth and fifth.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's a good player. He's incredibly fast.
Last year of his contract also.
Yeah, so now you put him in that offense, which is really, really going right now. I mean, Darnold is playing awesome.
Yes.
Like, really building on what he was doing last year. He was crazy on Sunday Night Football. And then, I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba is leading football in everything.
He's cold. Player.
And Cooper Kupp just can't stay on the field.
Yeah, like, man.
He's been pretty good when he's been out there. He just, you know, same old story with him.
Right.
Now it's like having another wide receiver coach over there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the sideline coaching everybody up. So, yeah, that's a smart play for the Seahawks to go out and get him. And there's about 3 hours left for all the other teams to make some moves. The Falcons have not made a trade, but they have made a roster move. Let's tell people about it in the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I won't ever use that to say it's not my fault. You know, I'm a part of everything that happens here. And we do everything together. So everything that happens, you know, you can put me a part of that as well. I won't ever, we don't have that type of organization. We don't have that type of, that mindset. But we got to get it fixed. And like, it has to be fixed now, and it has to be fixed right now.
Raheem Morris yesterday taking blame for everything that happened on Sunday, including the extra point that was missed by Parker Romo.
Why? You should have went for two instead?
I've been fine.
Like, do you think you should have went for two?
Go for two and win the game.
Whatever, man.
Right, obviously. There's 5 minutes left in the game. You don't do that.
But no.
Doesn't matter now as far as Parker Romo is concerned. He is no longer a member of the Atlanta Falcons. No. Zane Gonzalez, come on down.
Come on down. It's your turn.
Zane Gonzalez, the new place.
You were talking about, you know, some of his stats and everything. I mean, he's a solid guy, but he's been banged up, quad injuries. You said it's been mostly during pregame warmups?
In my very, very limited research on Zane Gonzalez, I just was wondering why he didn't kick in the NFL between 2021 and 2024.
Like, what the hell did he do to his damn quad?
Because he's 27 and 28 years old. He got hurt. You're a kicker. You got hurt, you got replaced.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then he got signed by another team, and he got hurt before the season started, and he got replaced. I mean, that, you know how it is. They're not waiting for you.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a long prison sentence. They might say they're going to wait, but they're not. They're not waiting on Zane Gonzalez for the quad to repair itself. They're moving on.
Yeah.
They're getting somebody new. But he did kick in 6 games last year for the Washington Commanders. 5 of 7 on field goals. 19 of 19 on extra points, which is really what we need. Really need a guy that can make extra points. And look, whatever. I mean, hopefully we never talk about him again.
Yeah, like, I think that's the most important thing. All right, yeah, he was solid today. He was solid. He was solid, and he went on about his business. I'm trying to find if they made another move. They did not. Well, I mean, there's nothing confirmed.
There's nothing confirmed.
There's rumors out there that they're signing an offensive lineman, and if that's the case, it's not good for the Falcons to me. It seems like they're trying to find another backup.
Yeah.
Because their backup's going to have to play.
Between Storm Norton, who practiced last week and then was unavailable on Sunday, Lindstrom, who got hurt during the game and had to come out of the game, and Bergeron, who got hurt during the game and had to come out of the game. Like, one of those guys isn't going to be available. Hopefully not all of them.
Yeah.
But and they're thin, man.
Yeah, man.
And that's one of the many things.
You got three backup linemen.
One of the many things that sucks about the first 8 games that the Falcons have played is they've actually been pretty healthy on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the first 5, the offensive line actually played pretty good.
Every snap.
They played every snap, and they actually were pretty effective. Now you're getting to the part of the season where people get banged up. I mean, it just is what it is. You're going to be dealing with backup linemen and backup guys here and there. Obviously, that was a huge part of the Miami game a couple weeks ago. I mean, it's do or die time now.
Yeah, man.
And to have second and third string guys on that line where you already can't run the football all of a sudden
is not
great.
Good.
Where not only that, communication has been an issue.
Yes.
They've had poor communication on the offensive line. Now you're going to have a bunch of guys that haven't played together before.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's one of those things where you got to gel fast. Y'all better sit. Everybody sit in the same row on the plane over there going to Germany.
Maybe it's a good thing to have a long flight.
It could be. I would have took our ass over there after that game. But, I mean, obviously it takes more than that. But, I mean, I would have been like, hey, let's get the hell away for a minute. Let's go over here. Let's go to Berlin. Let's go hang out. Let's, you know, because that's usually when the team gets – you know, the camaraderie, you're always around each other in a different place. But yeah, they need some good news to come out this weekend. They need something good to happen Sunday morning, Andy.
Well, there's only one good thing that can happen Sunday morning.
They need to win.
Yeah. Because, you know, in a vacuum, that game against the Patriots isn't the same as at the end of the other 2 games that preceded it. Like, that being the third loss in a row is a lot different than if that's how they played right after the Buffalo game. You
Correct.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of good stuff that happened on Sunday, and it's frustrating to lose a game like that for sure, but you lost to a good team on the road. But the fact that you played like you played against San Francisco and Miami before that and then found a different creative way to lose, and now you're staring 4 in a row in the face in Berlin against one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yes, coming off of a loss.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming off of a loss.
None of it happens in a vacuum. It all happens in context of everything else that's happened this year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, right now, we are in a low context moment.
They can win this game, Matt. They're going to win. They can win this game. Mike Bell's going to be over there, you know, number one fan.
That sounded almost as convincing as when you said the Braves are going to compete with the Dodgers next year.
They can.
They can.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll play them.
A healthy Braves team can compete with the Dodgers.
Sure.
You don't believe that?
What does compete mean?
Beat them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because compete, you know, like they're playing them, they're competing.
Hey, man, Braves are coming back, and we're bringing hell with us.
I hope that happens.
And
we'll worry about that.
We're bringing hell with us and our shortstop.
When we get there. Yes, the Falcons can beat the Colts on Sunday without question. They just have to do way less dumb stuff.
Yep. They can't be the problem also.
Yeah, which is
that's the
definitely
thing about it.
What
it's
they
like,
were on
it's,
Sunday.
It's already hard as hell to beat your opponent. Try to overcome your dumbass stuff. And try to still compete to try to win a game. It's hard. It's hard. And so we understand this, that this kid, what's his name again, Andy?
Zane
Gonzalez, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Zane Gonzalez is going to get, he is the next man up for this kicking job. Because you know what's going to come down to, Andy? Him making kicks.
At some point, yeah. There will be a moment in the next couple of weeks where he needs to make a field goal to help you win the game, or an extra point to help you win the game.
I wouldn't – if he missed a kick in the game, if I'm Rod, never kick again. Never kick a damn game.
Yeah. Just be like that high school coach in Texas that never punted or kicked.
Yes.
Just go for it.
Just go for it, man.
Screw it.
Just go for it.
What do you have to lose? That's – no one would even notice for like 3 weeks because everybody in the NFL goes for it
right
on every play now anyway and goes for two. You could just be like, yeah, actually, now the analytics said to go for two there. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never kick again.
But yeah, like, just it would have been you would have been better off just throwing a jump ball, because where do you get the 2-point conversion from? The 3-yard line?
Two-yard
line?
Yeah.
Just throw a fade ball to Drake.
Oh, okay.
That would have been way more likely to work than an extra point.
Oh, so he does do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't mean nothing. He don't do it to his feet. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. But you can always count on.
I wonder what people think we're talking about there.
Well, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. Georgia won another fourth quarter comeback, nail-biting football game on Saturday. Huh?
Was it a comeback?
They were down.
Man, they've been here for years.
They were down in the fourth quarter.
Was it a comeback?
Yeah, they came from behind and won. I don't know. What do you want to call it? You want me to reposition it as more positive than that?
Got
to
figure out something.
Georgia blew out Florida on Saturday.
No, they didn't blow them out, but that was no comeback.
Well, then what should I call it?
Come up with something in like 2 minutes.
Okay, helpful. We're going to be playing a commercial in 2 minutes. Brandon will tell us what we should call it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon and about 15 minutes away from the AMA. All you got to do is call us up at 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything you want. We'll answer it to the best of our ability. Brandon Adams joins us Tuesdays at this time from Dog Nation Daily. Host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
I am great. The world is always in a nice place after another rivalry win against Florida. Georgia's, you know, they're kind of hanging around, doing okay right now. So we're feeling pretty good these days.
I want to zoom out and talk about, get into something you just mentioned there, another rivalry.
Yeah.
Like, you were talking about this on your podcast yesterday, and I think sometimes with how good it's been and how dominant they've been and national championships and all that, you can lose it a little bit in the wash that how ridiculous it is what Kirby has done against all of the rivals in his 10 years that he's been here.
Yeah, I think if I have it right, 2017 was Kirby's second year. That's when they first got it cranked up and going. If I have it right, and if I don't, somebody please correct me, I think they've only lost two games that could be considered rivalry games. Auburn in 2017, they later revenged that in that same season's SEC championship. Florida in 2020, that's a pandemic. Everybody knows that doesn't count. Other than that, they've won every rivalry game they've played. Tennessee, Auburn, Florida, Georgia Tech, they've won them all.
That's insane.
Oh, what do you say about our quarterback right now? Because we were talking about this yesterday, and as far as the play to end the game and the costing of millions and millions and millions of damn dollars.
Well, in a weird way, I think that Gunnar Stockton's now way more famous nationally than he was before that. Because to the barstool, you know, the non-Georgia, the national people that tuned in strictly from a gambling standpoint, when he took the knee, that became a huge deal, which I think now makes him a lot more notable. Now, Georgia fans, myself included, were not necessarily surprised when he took the knee because it had been a hot topic in the Auburn game when he dove to the pylon. Kirby was mad at him after the game. So the fact that he took the knee was not a huge surprise to Georgia fans, but nationally it became a big deal. He also did it with a little bit of style and panache. And so for someone like Gunnar,
it was a pretty swaggy.
It was a nice kneel down.
Yeah, that's
and so for somebody like
swaggy.
For somebody like Gunnar that doesn't seek out the spotlight, he certainly seems to be growing more comfortable in his own skin. I think the fact that he played at least pretty good, if not good, against Florida on the heels of having a great game against Ole Miss, that to me feels like a signal that he's just getting a little more comfortable and he's starting to figure some stuff out.
Kirby got after him after the dive against Auburn?
Yeah, he saw he thought he should take a knee right there.
Oh.
For the same reason of you only help them by giving them the football back because they can – you see this in the NFL sometimes. You let somebody score. He didn't want Auburn to get the football back, didn't want Florida to get the football back. And Kirby in his post-game press conference even said, we got it right this time after criticizing him. And in both these instances, it's the only time, I think, that Kirby's ever referenced the point spread. And he did it both times, referenced to Gunnar Stockton going into the end zone against Auburn and choosing not
no
to against Florida.
No way in the hell. I'm scoring.
Yeah, I know.
I'm scoring.
And I think I am a
stop him, defense.
I'm a coachable person who does not mind constructive criticism. I'm scoring a touchdown.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If I can get in the end zone, I'm
Florida?
Going to.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to dive just like he did.
Yeah, I'm going to do a front flip.
Exactly.
Who was it? There was a guy last week who took a wide, like, lane to the pylon. No one was around him and did a full front flip into the end zone. I think it was it doesn't matter who it was, but that's, yeah. That's what that
Well, what's funny is when Gunnar did dive against Auburn, Kirby said he shouldn't have done it, but the Georgia video team still did this highlight video like he was Superman. So even the Georgia video team's like, it's actually pretty cool that he did this.
We were having some fun at the end of the last segment telling people you were coming on, and I said, Georgia, once again, what, another comeback win for Georgia? Mm-hmm. Randy said it wasn't a comeback. Because it was back and forth the whole time, but it also felt like Georgia was in control of that football game, which I also think, like, if he did score and the final score was 31-20, that would have felt more appropriate to me just from how the game felt watching it standpoint than 24-20. But
so it's funny you bring this up because, you know, getting ready to do the post-game show, you have to write a headline, you have to make a YouTube thumbnail, you have to find a way to describe it. And so you're right. It's not quite comeback the way other games have been. So what I called it was fourth quarter magic. It's more late game.
There we go.
We knew he'd know.
It's more late game heroics. You know, Georgia outscored Ole Miss 17-0 in the fourth quarter. And it's the same thing again where for defense that can be had, when they absolutely have to in a fourth and one play late in this game, they're giving up nothing. And the offense, you know, Gunnar Stockton was not perfect on Saturday. He was mostly good. But boy, when they have to have that drive to take the lead, he's just hitting dots out there. And they're just very good right now in the late game situations when the margin for error is essentially non-existent.
What's your early thoughts on this week, B? And are you going down to Stark Vegas?
I'll be in Stark Vegas. Look, this is what the SEC is. Even the bottom of this league is competitive.
Yeah.
Mississippi State just won a conference game for the first time since 2023, but they almost beat Florida. They almost beat Texas. They've been almost beating a lot of teams. They did beat Arizona State at a conference. They're one game away from bowl eligibility. Like anything else in the SEC this year, it's not easy. But like I've been saying with Georgia for a little while, let's say that Georgia did win by even a couple of touchdowns. That starts to be a little bit of an indicator of Georgia might slightly be on the ascent. I'm not fully ready to say it yet. I'm talking about compared to the very best teams in the country. But if between this, Texas, and Tech, Georgia Tech at the end of the season, if one of these wins for Georgia can be a comfortable win, 14, 17 points, even maybe double digits, It's maybe that signal that as Georgia has found a way and kept on winning, they are also building to a crescendo as the regular season perhaps comes to an end.
Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Georgia football every single Tuesday at this time. The rankings come out tonight. Fine. We know Georgia will be ranked high. It is what it is. There's a lot of games left. What is your kind of general outlook on viewing this as a TV show and applying it to the actual football?
So I love rankings. I love debating rankings. It's just fun. Even if it's made up, it's still a fun thing to do because we all like arguing about college football. So I like the rankings. I'm a little less into these rankings for whatever reason. For instance, last year, Indiana, Hot Topic, thought they were totally overblown. This year, it's a little bit different. They did win at Oregon. That's a pretty big win. They're blowing people out. I think there's a chance Indiana could be number one tonight. I believe if it's not Indiana, it'll be Texas A&M. I don't believe it'll be Ohio State, so I'm watching for that. The other thing I'm interested in is to see how the two loss teams are treated. Notre Dame will be treated well. How is Texas treated, though? Because there's a very good chance with Georgia and Texas A&M still looming on the Texas schedule, they could lose again. In other words, what are the chances that a three-loss team as an at-large can make the playoffs? We didn't see that a year ago in the at-large category. But this year, just given the grind of the SEC, is there a room for the 9-3 SEC team to make it? That's one of the things we could at least get a little bit of a hint about when it comes to these rankings that come out tonight.
Which is one more job up for grabs now. Obviously, Hugh Freeze let go at Auburn. Your thoughts on that?
I actually thought, after the Georgia game, Auburn still played pretty hard for a couple of weeks. So I thought they may hold it together enough to keep him employed. But when you have the disaster at Kentucky, you've just got to do it. And I know everybody's going to jump in here and be critical of Auburn either firing their coach later than other teams have or just firing their coach in general when it feels like they do this every couple of years. But the truth is, to take my Georgia hat off and put on my, I guess, as close to an objective hat as I can, if you're a fan base in the SEC, which is what we're talking about here, you've got a right to expect your program to be better than this. And if they're not, I think you've got a right to move on and try something different. I know the buyout's expensive. It's embarrassing when you do this every couple of years. But at the same time, what's the alternative? Just settling for a mediocre football program? I don't like Auburn fans. Auburn fans don't like me. But I do understand where they come from on this of, hey, we just want to be more a part of – we want to be more a part of the ongoing college football conversation. We feel like we deserve that. And honestly, it clearly just wasn't getting better with Hugh Freeze. But if he could have just found his quarterback, chosen a different one than Jackson Arnold, maybe tried to go out and get something different than Peyton Thorne before that, you look at their defense. There are three teams in America that haven't surrendered more than 24 points. Two of them are Indiana and Ohio State. The third one is Auburn. Defensively, they got almost a playoff-level defense as it is. If they had just chosen better quarterback, I think they would have been a much better team and maybe even a contender this season.
No, I think you're right. I mean, again, the roster, we talked about it before the season. They got guys on offense that are
good. Yes, receivers.
Draft picks, receivers that are very good. They got players on defense. And, yeah, they picked the wrong quarterback. And they lost a lot of really close, tough football games, too.
Also, Cam Coleman, stay by your phone. I'm guessing it's going to be ringing here pretty soon.
It probably already is.
That's the thing, too.
Probably already is.
After the Georgia game, you had guys leaving the team and all that. Yeah. And then, yeah, now that you make this announcement, you're going to lose guys to the portal for sure. So
check your DMs.
You got to make that decision quick. And hopefully that guy knows Cam Coleman and the rest of these guys' phone numbers. Brandon, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it,
you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. All right, we'll come back and answer all your questions. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic to wrap things up here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Midday show with Andy and Randy, AMA, every single day at 1:40. We'll start with Josh in Lawrenceville. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Once again, y'all my favorite show on the station. Y'all do a great job.
I love you too, Josh.
My question for you guys is, I went to the Goodwill last week, man, and I have a four-month-old son, and I found a Trey Young 18-month jersey and a Kyle Pitts 18-month jersey. Both of them Nike, both of them pristine. And, man, for y'all, what's the best Goodwill find y'all have ever had or secondhand thing y'all have ever gotten?
Oh, man.
That's long list, my friend.
Yeah.
I found when I was a junior in high school, I found at a thrift store called Buffalo Exchange. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a national thing or not, but there was one in Seattle. And it was right before, like, the retro Jordan thing really started, before mm-hmm. they started re-releasing them.
Right.
There was a pair of almost mint condition fours, the black and red fours, mm-hmm. for $25.
Right.
My size, obviously I bought them. Incredible. $25? Like, 2 years later, those, you couldn't find those for less than a couple hundred dollars anywhere.
Yeah. Very exciting. I think, oh, man. Ain't been there in a long time.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Been a while. I mean, I've sent plenty of stuff there, so some people got some nice stuff.
Found some cool golf clubs.
I remember you told me that one. I found this shirt that I still wear to this day. It was when I was in Georgia, this vintage Georgia t-shirt. I still wear it to this day.
That's awesome.
And it is definitely one of my favorite shirts that I wear.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like it was bought back in the 90s.
Because it was.
But still to this day, still one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah, that's a great question.
You got a lob wedge at Goodwill.
You can find some really nice golf equipment there.
And then also a 92.9 polo.
Seriously?
Yes.
My dad found one.
Yeah. You told me, dad had found it.
That's really funny. Did you buy it?
Yeah, I own it. It's like the nicest one I have.
I wonder whose it was.
I tried to think through it. It's tough to break down, but it's an XL.
Okay. So it could be anybody. All right. Sean is in Dunwoody.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Sean.
Got a Atlanta United question for you. When do you think Atlanta United's going to be relevant again?
Oh, God.
Any thoughts?
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Sean. I don't know. Because I know coming into this season, it was, Garth got his guy. He got his guy, the guy that was right-hand man.
He got Latte
Laugh. They got Latte Laugh. Miguel's coming back with some of these home. I don't damn know.
Yeah.
All I know is this. I know the Tata rumor started a couple of weeks ago. He's one of those people, he leaves it better than when he found it.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know? So can he come back and find some more magic here in this city? I don't know.
He's reportedly in town today interviewing.
Okay. Yeah, so.
It seems like the right move to me.
It does. Yeah. It does. But the thing with them is this. You lose who's the leader of this team?
Yeah.
And they got to find some leadership. They need to. You talked about this a month ago. I mean, they got to find a darling that. They got to find somebody of that,
definitely.
You know, to just settle stuff down.
Love watching that guy play.
And then the guy you paid all that money to score goals.
Well, it'd be nice if he'd
play.
I know they shut him down and all that.
Yeah, for him to score goals.
Yeah, Latte Lattes to score some goals.
Yes.
So will he be here? He'll be here, right? Okay. We don't have like a firm guarantee, but hopefully next year. Hopefully they can nail this offseason and it'll be next year. Brandon is in Braselton. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys? I'm a long-time listener, man. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys, man.
Love you, Brandon.
Got some good, some meat on the bone for you.
Right.
Coach Durkin, don't expect nobody from Auburn to leave at this moment. They are proud that I trained two of the five stars on there.
Okay.
So they had a meeting Sunday night. Just look for it. They are excited about Coach Durkin. And Randy, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Man. When are you going to kick it with me early and Giovanni and Mario and Quiz.
Oh, my people right. Oh, this my people right here. This my folks right here, man. You done said all my partners from high school, man. That's all. He said all my
partners. Have a good day, man. All thanks right. For taking my call.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he said all my damn boys from high school. This Durkin thing, it's kind of got some legs to it.
Yeah.
A little bit because, you know.
He had a. I mean, obviously, the way that it ended at Maryland, but like he had like some juice at Maryland.
Yeah, so that Durkin thing, because that was the name where they're talking about as far as if any of these interim coaches can maybe keep the position, they say it's him.
Yeah, okay.
And Mike Locks got released up in Maryland.
Oh, I didn't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Locks is he's out in Maryland. I'm sorry. He's out in Maryland. But I think that's the DJ Durkin thing. It got some legs. And I think if, you know, obviously if they beat freaking Auburn, I mean, Alabama, he's going to keep the job.
That'll help.
I just think, you know, they come out, they play hard for him. Who knows? But I have heard that DJ Durkin seems like, of all the interim coaches,
yeah.
that he can possibly want to get the job.
I've also read that, I mean, in order to get all those guys that they have, and they've got a talented roster, their recruiting staff has been doing a pretty good job.
Right.
Like, if they retain those guys that have the relationships with the players that they brought in, and you believe in the head coach, like you don't have to go out there and throw money at somebody.
That's true.
You know? Because, again, like, they got a lot of really talented guys on that roster.
They do.
And part of it probably is they paid them because that's what you do. But, yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. Good intel. We appreciate it. Gary is in the boondocks. Hey, Gary.
Hey, man. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, nice to have you back, Randy, man. A did a good job filling in for you Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday starting to run out of gas, man. I got two things for you. what do y'all think about you think the Falcons are going to go get Miko Hartman? And what happened to Justin Tucker? What happened to Justin Tucker? He's out there.
The kicker.
So I think they should go get him. And the last thing, I cracked me open some eggnog this weekend. Do you guys think it's too early for eggnog, or is that more around Thanksgiving time? I'll hang up and listen to your answer, man. Thank you.
A lot in there.
I think you can drink eggnog. I didn't know they had eggnog out right now, but I'm sure they got somewhere on the back shelf in the liquor store.
Well, apparently, Christmas just starts after Halloween now.
Well, but the great thing in my house, because you know it does in my house.
Right.
Well, I brought the box, because the boxes are downstairs. I brought the box out of the thing, right? And you know the hallway where you go into the basement, right? It's sitting right there with the tree, all the decorations. And so all weekend, I'm just sitting there like, please do not ask for these things up. But she was busy, her friends were in town and everything. So I got away with it this weekend. They're not up. And then my boy, my homeboy, my partner, my ace, my 3-year-old Bash made a mess where the tree goes. So now it's like, okay. So I might got two more weeks.
That's great.
I might got two more weeks. Now the decorations are all out. But they just ain't up yet.
Good.
Getting
the decorations out is half the battle.
Yeah, they just ain't there.
We got 26 boxes.
Yeah, they just ain't up yet. That's the biggest thing.
26?
Y'all added like four?
Last year, somehow, we added four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it happens. They're like rabbits. They just multiply. Justin Tucker got in some legal trouble.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be kicking anymore. You can Google it.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Mecole Hardman.
Oh, I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. He don't play well unless he's with the Saints. I mean, with the Chiefs anyway.
I don't really like eggnog.
I drink it Christmas Eve only.
With, obviously, additives.
Yeah, Chattanooga whiskey.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My wife got, for her birthday, her parents got her the the moose mug from Christmas Vacation that they were drinking eggnog out of.
Uh-huh.
So she has a good eggnog moose mug. So that'll be kind of
cool. She likes eggnog.
She likes decorative mugs. more than eggnog. But yeah, I think she likes eggnog enough. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Oh, Locks is still in Maryland? Oh, okay.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, for taking my call, and I love the show. I don't know if I got a great question. It's an aggravating question because it's about these regular Falcons we're dealing with.
Okay.
Should we trade Tyler Allgeier since we're not using him, trade him and get a wide receiver to help Drake or some kind of draft pick we can trade to get our first-round pick back? Because it looks like we're going to be drafting higher than what we expect. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, Corey.
There's nothing out there that's going to get you your first round pick back unless you trade what you got for your first-round pick.
Right.
Unless you give up what you...
Algier's not going to get you a first-round
pick. Yeah, Algier's not going to get you a first-round pick. You got like 3 hours until, I mean, two hours or 10 minutes for something to happen as far as a trade deadline.
That's the dorky thing I was talking about.
Oh, that thing.
Hanging their hats on that coat.
Yeah, a bunch of dorks.
How are they going to know who's whose?
Somebody might
look the same. Hopefully nobody has lice.
I was about to say somebody might get hit lice because probably 1 in 10 of them got it.
That's the odds.
Yeah, probably 1 in 10 people got head lice.
1 in 10 college football committee members have head lice.
Yeah, man.
You didn't know that?
You better get that little black comb they used to give you.
God.
Part and scratch.
Have you had to deal with that as a parent where there was a lice outbreak at the school or anything like that?
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Luckily, we haven't had that either. What an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, dog. Not that I know of.
And you got kids with lots of good hair.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But not that I've heard of anything as far as lice. That is, like, I don't play about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lice.
They had a hand, foot, and mouth at Jack's daycare one time.
And just bless the Lord, because I've had a partner whose child had that.
Yeah, Jack got it.
Yeah, and I was like,
it wasn't great.
It seems like it's the worst thing.
Very gross.
Poor baby. Yep. And then I love my children no matter what. I mean, their face can fall off, and I still love them. But that's
I know it's you
want to scratch it for them.
I know. And then they want to cuddle on you. And it's like, I don't know.
Hold on, Pippin.
I don't want that.
Dog. Can you imagine the grown man coming in here with that?
Yeah, and then tried to say it was hand, foot, and mouth. And you're like, yeah, right. Yeah,
you
right.
You got that stuff on you. Put your whole cheek in it.
So you had a pretty good, good weekend.
Put your cheek in
Oh man. Yeah. Who hasn't? All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey Mo.
Yo, fellas. I come to y'all with all seriousness today. I have a question. I need some advice.
Okay.
I got a coworker that smells repulsive, and that's a strong word.
Sure.
To the point, yesterday, literally, this guy was standing next to me, and my stomach got queasy. And every time I saw him after that, my stomach got queasy. Should I go straight to HR, or should I have a conversation directly with him and have ever had to deal with this situation?
Yes, I have.
I ain't never stank before, so I don't know the ramifications of being stanking around folks.
Right,
now, I know
you smelled.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been Mo in this situation.
Yes, and so I think it's more of a situation where if you're not good at talking to people, you ask somebody to talk to them for you. But if you got a relationship with somebody that's musty.
I think that's important part of it.
Yeah, that's important. Because
if I don't really know the person very well, that's a hard first conversation.
Yeah, hey man, you stink.
No, you're right.
You don't want to do it like that.
Yeah.
What's like the nicest way you can approach someone with that commentary? Like, hey man, hygiene's an important part of my lifestyle.
Or like you just mentioned, like
make it an important part of yours.
No,
I'll tell you what I did.
Or you just go passive aggressive.
I just was like
a name note.
You know what I do? I always keep. I do keep deodorant in my bag, but I applied it publicly and was like, you know, I'm thankful I keep deodorant in my bag just in case, and kind of said it aloud, just in case, you know. And then they heard.
That's assuming that they knew.
That's assuming they. No, this is what you got to do.
You think they know?
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
You said that to me. I think it was. Is that a message to me?
And you've smelled much better since.
All you got to do is go. Y'all around each other like, damn, somebody stank. That's all you got
to
do.
You got to be in a group though for that to work.
But then you say, damn, somebody stank. Then you smell yourself.
Right? Yeah.
And you said, it ain't me.
No,
and then hopefully they smell themselves.
That's definitely like the middle school approach to it. That's a really good, like you have to shame somebody into doing it.
How many people that's got to be a 4-person or more. You can't do that with 3 or less.
No.
Elevator?
No. You can do
two
that
people?
Next to them like, damn.
Oh, no.
But you got to look around though. Like, right, damn, somebody stank
up
in here.
You got to make it seem like you don't know that it's
that. Yeah, yeah. Damn, somebody stank up in here. Then you like, do the.
Is it me?
No, it ain't me.
Oh, okay, good. It's not me. Whew, I'm glad it's not me.
Process of elimination.
Then you sit there and say, you don't smell it? You don't smell it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You
hear
that high-pitched voice. Like, you don't smell it?
Exactly, because that makes it way more believable.
Yeah.
Okay, so we solved your problem.
There you go, Mo.
Do that. That's really good. Man, thankful that's not me.
Yeah, man.
Thankful that's not me. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Jamal Banks called me Musty after PE class in fourth grade. One time and one time only.
Yeah, man.
Somebody's musty, and then everyone's laughing at me.
Well, yeah, we just call it musky for some reason. Why did it come out musky?
I don't know.
Musty.
Why was Jamal so mean?
I don't know. Hey, Gunner took a swaggy knee. And before we got B.A. on the damn broadcast today, B.A. said, he rode his voice hard this weekend.
Yeah, like an old Oldsmobile.
Like an old Oldsmobile. I rode my voice hard this week.
Completely out of context, this was said. At least he doesn't do it to his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Apparently, Tom Brady uses rhino serums and his skin is stapled to his face.
Yes.
We're the same age. That makes me feel great about myself.
Yeah, you look way better than him.
Hell yeah, you do.
One in 10 adults apparently have head lice.
Yes.
And some things are arranged murder.
Some are.
Some are.
Not everything's an accident, okay? Keep your head on a swivel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Watch out now!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.